All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us, whether you are live or listening to the recordings, like I'm sure many of you are on today being Canada Day. Happy Canada Day, everybody. And we're just going to get going with our session for this evening here in a little bit. First, if you haven't already, please make your way to a place where you can either sit or lay and you can be undisturbed just to listen to the session, whether you are live or listening to the recording. Know that this session will be just for you. And let's begin by means of breathing, taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into the cushion below you. Good. So now, as I invite the group in through Mindscape, everyone's coming in a little bit guarded and it almost looks like a block of ice. So there is some sort of need for protection here. Okay, so let's see where we begin. Okay. We actually have a concept of getting right to the heart of the matter, and we're going right to the heart and the pericardium, which is that external lining of the heart. And we are actually going to start with an emotional release of fear here. And we actually have to address one in the low back simultaneously. It's at the L2, L3 junction, so that's in that lumbar spine in our low back. And it's actually right at a very crucial spot here. So that L2-3 junction is the gate of the Ming Men, which is where we receive all of our energy from our environment. And there's a fear here of losing. Nothing further is defined, so I have the sense that that's going to vary for each of you. So tune in and see what feels most right for you. And as we go back up to the heart, there's this energy of not being able to be broken, and that's being carried with a sense of pride. There's this idea of, you can't break me. And it's quite the energy. It's been used as a form of protection. Unfortunately, it's also now created this huge blockage, which isn't being very protective whatsoever. Okay, and as I tune right into that, it seems to be built on a foundation of this belief system of, well, really a theme of them around this theme of I like abuse. Okay, so we're going to link that right into the limb system, which carries our low self-esteem. And we're working with circulation from and within that area to really clean house here. Okay. So at the same time, we're in parallel here, the triple heater meridian is popping up. Now, it's a pretty interesting one. The triple heater, in the essence of Chinese medicine, isn't really a localized system. It's actually broken down into regulating three areas in the thorax, the abdomen, and the pelvis. And we're looking at the pelvic one. This is also known as the Dantian center here. And as I tune right into this lower burner, in the triple heater meridian, I'm seeing a few different things. One is emotional instability. Two is a tendency for breakups to occur more readily than they need to, or instability in some way, shape, or form in that level. And a third is this theme of anxiety, depression, and getting really obsessive about it. So getting really caught in that web. Okay, so to begin here, we're actually going to work with the circulation of hormones on all levels. So that's working with everything from things like norepinephrine or adrenaline into cortisol, into testosterone, into estrogen, thyroid stimulating hormone, all of them. We're increasing the circulation of hormones. So this area can actually get some healing resources distributed to it. And it's actually going to redefine the balance here within the pelvis of masculine, feminine, and fine-tune it to one that's more optimally suited for you. And it's going to vary a little bit with everybody. Now, just like a boat rocking from side to side pretty strongly, there's this lack of even-keeledness here as well. There's this tendency to sometimes really go strongly into masculine or really strongly go into feminine to get needs met. So we're going to ground it with the earth element in Chinese medicine and take it right into a nice stable base here. And that's going to link into the bottoms of the feet here. And this is where we take up the energy of the earth right through the kidney one point in the middle of the sole, all the way up that kidney meridian. And along the pathway of the kidney meridian, we need to do an emotional release of a fear of collapsing. So a fear of not making it. And we're going to link that right into the colon to let go of any sort of repetitiveness or obsessive compulsiveness to this fear-driven types of behaviors that accompany fear of not making it. And there certainly are a lot here, actually, as we get into it. We're actually going to continue to work with this over the next 5 days. We're going to run a Sidri to look at all those behaviors that underlie this fear of not making it, and especially the ones that you rely on the most. So another way we can say that is a fear of failure, fear of collapsing, a fear of weakness. So see which one of those words strike you the strongest. Now, I mentioned the word Sidri a moment ago, so to treat this, Sidri stands for C, circulation of all the basic healing resources, including circulation of blood that carries our passion, nerve with our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our qi, which is our vitality in Chinese medicine, our consciousness or awareness, along with our sensual and sexual energy, our hydration, and on the subatomic level, electrons, protons, solitons, and neutrons. Okay, so what's going to happen is automatically, whenever there's a trigger underlying one of those behaviors being engaged or just even seen in your environment, so whether it's happening internally or externally, automatically a body talk formula will run to look at what is that underlying trigger and what is that underlying environmental influence that's supporting this behavior, or the internal active memory that's underneath it all. So automatically that's going to process on the fly, and that's going to continue throughout the next 5 days. Yeah, it's linking right into the prostate, which even if you don't have one physically, energetically you had one. And in fact, we all had one physically at one point before we evolved into either gender. We had the energy for both, and we had the physical body parts of both before it became one. So the prostate energetically still embodies our masculine energy, our sexuality, our strength, our coping, and any sort of repression. Okay, what I'm seeing here most strong is the belief system, they'll never see the real me. Okay, it's linking right into a time when you were still in the womb and feeling really shy about even being seen. It was this, oh my gosh, is this okay for me to be here? In the womb, growing, there was a tentativeness to even being noticed by mom or dad before they cottoned on to the fact that the pregnancy existed. And there was this knowing that it would turn everybody's life in a different direction. That's linking right back into the pelvis, and we're working here with permissions. And the phrase is, it is safe to be me. So permissions address all the underlying belief systems that speak to this foundation for why you don't think it is safe for you to be you and why you have to think about it at all, why it can't just be there effortlessly for you. Okay, we're gonna tap out here. So give yourself some slow, deep breaths, taking nice full inhales and exhales. If it feels right to you, you're welcome to place a hand right on the pelvis and see if your breath can get right down into this lower abdomen pelvic region. Okay. Beautifully done. Okay, next I'm seeing pop up actually today's exercise of all that those connotations about men bring up, what it means to be a man, all those different ideas that we have somewhere in our psyche. And one in particular is rising right up to the surface, and that's that men have it all. So there's this patriarchal culture that's overshadowing that. And this idea of if you are going to be successful whatsoever, then you need to be a man to do it. And it's linking right into the governing vessel 20 point on the top of the crown of the head. That's storing a habit pattern here of dismissing our feelings. And a second one of dismissing our sensual nature or our sensuality. Now, the energy of Mars is impacting both of those, and Mars is a very strong warrior type of energy to it. So, when you're trying to win a battle, there's certainly no room for feelings, there's certainly no room for sensuality. And in fact, that would be very detrimental to the cause, so to speak, if we were looking at it from an army perspective. So we're actually going to decrease this warrior energy from this understanding of doing it through that means of having to beat somebody over the head or knock them out cold, and increase the understanding of it being more related to a sense of courage, being able to move forward, being able to have the warrior energy that it takes to rebel against the patriarchal culture and step right into the feminine qualities of our sensual nature, of feeling, of vulnerability, and being able to own those regardless of gender, and finding the safety that's here. Yeah, it's bringing up a lot of active memories of times where it wasn't so safe to honor that peace within you. So we're going to do diaphragms and intestines. Our diaphragm is our center for control, and intestines, of course, let go of our crap. Diaphragm also has the job of emotional processing. So it helps us to not wallow, but to release our emotions and help them still serve in the full capacity of gaining whatever awareness we need to when we work with it with diaphragm to intestines. Okay, we're actually going to tap here. So give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, beautiful. Okay, we've got the liver popping up front row and center. The liver is very cool. It is feminine in nature, but it is the powerhouse of all of our processing. So it, between 1 and 3 a.m., processes all of our day, all of our life events, all of our karma. And it's often thought to be the house of the soul. Okay, now naturally it works with the emotion of anger in Chinese medicine, which helps us to create movements. So we wouldn't have an inhale and exhale of blood cell moving through our body without anger moving all of that for us. Okay, there's actually a fear of that anger, and that's being held in the physiology of actually the lungs themselves, of this breathing in, breathing out, which is simply a reflection of our ability to both take in life and then release, let go, surrender. Okay, so there's this fear of transition, the fear of movement from one to the other. And in part, that's so because the head feels so chaotic as is, it doesn't feel like it can handle one more thing to juggle, one more piece of change, even as simple as the breath is overwhelming at this point. And this is often why you're finding yourselves holding your breath or not having a smooth, full inhale and exhale that are equally matched. Okay, so to treat that, we're actually going to treat the mind as its own little environmental figure. And we're creating this sense of stress that's really just undue and unnecessary altogether with the different mind games. It's almost as if we're doing it out of boredom. And there's this idea of needing to create a story when there's just no story to be had. And that's impacting primarily the function of the lungs as well as the hearts. And the heart feels kind of ignored. It's like, well, there's all this energy just trying to figure out how to breathe in and breathe out. What about me and my role in? And it's popping up with the concept of beating to the own drum rhythm, so to speak. So being able to connect right into the sense of individuality within the heart. And underlying this is a question of what is it I really want? And it's actually linking right into this, what is it I really want as it pertains to your ideal relationship? So whether that's with yourself, your ideal relationship with a loved one, a romantic partner, whether they're in the picture yet or not, it's saying make a list. So that's your homework. Make a list of what is it you really want and get specific. And it's linking into the gallbladder for its energy of decisiveness. The gallbladder is what makes things happen. It's very catalytic. And it does an amazing job of being able to take in all that external input in our worlds, in our environments, in our own thoughts, even, and assimilate them all. So that's its role in digestion. And it's also highlighting the physiology of fat metabolism here. And it's looking at fat from the perspective of using it as a way to guard or protection in nature and figuring out another way to feel just as safe without that layer of fat being a safety crutch. And we're going to link that right into the small intestine, also part of the digestive tract. But its job is more to discern what's pure from impure. What needs to be eliminated, what needs to stay. So it's got a very strong awareness and an intellectual basis to it. We actually need to fine-tune its relationship to the lower burner in that triple heater meridian that we started off with near the beginning. So this part also works with being able to eliminate our solids, our liquids, and it also works on absorbing nutrients. My sense of it is that there's a bit of confusion here. So it's absorbing the things that it needs to be getting rid of, and vice versa, getting rid of the things that it needs to be absorbing. It's being defined by the concept of malnourishment, specifically on an emotional level. Okay, so we're going to treat that also with body chemistry. To also fine-tune specifically on that emotional level, what needs to be seen and recognized as accepted, and what needs to be rejected, which is, of course, all the immune system does all day long, is it decides whether or not to accept or reject. Okay, loves, and we're going to tap here. So give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales again. And imagine you can breathe right into that digestive system. Okay, very good. Okay, next popping up is actually matrix work or energetic relationship, rewiring in some way, shape, or form. And the relationship I'm seeing pop up is no surprise. Here's dad. And we need to do some work on repairing what the concept of being a father really means. And we always talk about that mothering or being mothered, yet we very rarely hear the term being fathered. So there's this pining or craving for that same nurturing energy coming in through father. So what we're actually going to do is just energetically realign the relationship to dad instead of it being one of, holding it arm's length to any degree. It's lowering that, try me, you can't break me kind of barrier that we found earlier. And just opening up to the possibility that this idea of being fathered might actually feel good and we might even like it. And whether that comes through your physical father or a father figure, it's still opening up to being able to receive that supportive masculine energy. So even if your relationship with dad was unhealthy, this really has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with you opening up to the support of your own inner masculine. And it's being defined as finding paternal guidance. And specifically highlighting that role of the healthy intellect. So, as much as it's important to honor our feelings, it too is our thoughts. Not putting one as superior to the other, but finding an even keel between the two. And now I'm seeing thoughts and feelings on a teeter-totter. When one goes up, the other goes down, and it's a constant back and forth game here. Almost so much so that it's become circus-like. There's literally lots of clowning around happening here, rather than just being able to have stability, focus, clarity. Okay, so we're going to take them right off the teeter-totter, and instead of feeling like we're teeter-tottering through life, we're going to give them a nice, stable, firm foundation on the earth. Okay, so we're grounding thought and feeling alike, and instead of having the two face off as enemies, we're letting them get to know each other. We're linking them together. So, what's the relationship between thought and feeling? Are they willing to shake hands? Are they willing to hug? Are they willing to kiss? Where, how friendly, how intimate is their connection? And what would happen if the two joined forces to create a union? Okay, so we're going to do just that, and we're defining it by connecting to that sense of finding your inner power. I'm seeing this brilliant light come from that union. And there's this real strong sense of intimacy, spelled another way, into me see. So seeing inside that power, seeing inside that brilliance, seeing inside that light of who it is you really are, which is neither thought nor feeling. All right, loves, let's tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep breaths. Okay, and I'm seeing everybody's processing max out here. There's lots there to chew on in today's session, but it needs a little help integrating. So we're going to bring in cortices, which helps to marry those two sides of the brain. If you're not familiar with cortices technique, then you can check it out on the IBA website as well as on my own. So the IBA one is bodytalksystem.com. My own is vibranttransformation.com. And there's a 5-minute video that goes through cortices in detail and teaches you how to do the technique, which is important because that'll be part of ongoing homework throughout these next 30 days together. Okie dokie. So we've got cortices, and that's linking into the back of the heart, specifically actually the spine and the vertebrae beneath the heart in this mid thoracic spine. That being defined by flexibility. Linking into the 12th house to surrender, to release, to let go. And it's got a couple more concepts here associated with it of understanding that everything is finite as much as it is infinite, as well as finding the mortality here. So the necessary death that must occur before a new beginning or a germination or a birth. Okay, loves, we're gonna tap here. So again, connecting to that breath. Excellent. All right, everybody, that is it for today's session. So, in addition to the homework that we mentioned about what is it I really want and getting specific in terms of the context as well as specifics in terms of what it is you really want, you've also got the cortices technique, which is going to be especially crucial for these next 5 days as those ongoing formulas continue. So you can imagine doing cortices to this formula, and so that'll continue to run through to July 6th. Okay. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us, whether you are live or listening to the recording. And know that however you choose to do it, the sessions will be just as much for you and just as helpful Now, any questions, comments, queries, you're always welcome to give me an email, a Facebook, a text, a phone call, whatever's easiest for you. So thank you so much, everybody, and I really look forward to chatting again with y'all in another week or so, and perhaps even sooner than then. Okay. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye for now.